We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you. You'd better
think. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, as I wrote in my last commentary, I think even the NFL could learn from the Mizzou players who stood up for what they believe in. I also followed that sentence by asking, what do you believe in? Now, I want you to get this straight, right? I'm not criticizing the efforts and what they accomplished. But the reason I'm asking you this again this time is because the only issue I have with what happened at the University of Missouri is their vigorous effort to squash freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And as a journalist, that really bothers me because this is a very, very dangerous road that no one should want to go down. Just ask the university's mass media professor. Her name is Melissa Click, who was caught on camera pushing a student journalist's camera and trying to force him to leave.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, you want to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here. Help me get him out. Who's going to help me?
Are you documenting? What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm documenting.
Okay, well,
you need to get out. You need to get out.
This is public property.
Yeah, I know. That's a really good one. I'm a communication faculty, and I really get that argument. But certainly you need to go. You need to go.
The journalist was right. I don't understand what the problem is. Why wouldn't the students want a journalist to cover the story?
That's the question. What are they teaching? This goes beyond.
And this is University of Missouri.
Missouri. This goes beyond Missouri, though. What are we teaching beyond Mizzou? What are we teaching kids at our schools? That's the purpose of this commentary. Again, she is a mass communications professor.
This is one of the premier journalism schools in the world.
Thank you. I'm getting to that. The students then jumped in. They started confronting the reporter. You have to go look at the whole tape. It's like a 7 or 8 minute tape. They started confronting the reporter saying he needed to protect their space, their safe space as human beings. And then began yelling at that reporter, hey, hey, ho, ho, reporters have got to go. Now, I'm not sure one can blame the students in this situation because they are probably only reflecting what they're being taught from some of the adults at the university who appear to be encouraging that behavior. That's the point of this. Reportedly, the students who organized the protests, including the graduate student who went on a hunger strike, refused to talk to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and some news organizations if they could not control the message in the conversation, if they didn't like them. The Twitter account belonging to Concerned Students 1950, the protest organizers tweeted out this, quote, "It's typically white media who don't understand the importance of respecting black spaces." It was followed by, quote, "We truly appreciate having our story told, but this moment isn't for you." Mizzou, Sybil, has one of the most well-respected journalism programs in the country, in the world, as you said. Students there should know that in America, a country with a free and open press, that it is dangerous to deny anyone that freedom. In fact, it is un-American. It is also equally as dangerous and limiting and short-sighted to only speak, associate, and engage with people or news organizations with whom you agree. Freedom fighters like Dr. King and Malcolm X quite often and on purpose would run right into the lion's den to engage with people with whom they didn't necessarily agree or care for. Why? Because they weren't afraid of confrontation, of being challenged. They weren't afraid of being offended. They weren't afraid of offending. They knew the real meaning of freedom of the press, freedom of speech and expression. So let me be extremely clear here. Students should be safe from physical harm and threats anywhere, especially on college campuses. But they should not be coddled by retreating into so-called safe spaces because they're afraid of having their feelings hurt. If you're afraid of having your feelings hurt, don't leave your house. College is the place where robust debate should be welcomed and vigorously explored. It is the field trip before the real world. In the real world, people's feelings are hurt every single day. No one on my job agrees with me with everything I say. And guess what? I'm not offended by it. I expect it, and I even welcome it. And speaking as a black person in America, considering the history of this country, if anyone should fight tooth and nail for free speech and a free and open press, it should be black people. Just as you cannot control how people will receive your message, you should not try to control who tells it. If any one group should know better, it should be black people. That footage from Bloody Sunday on the Edmund Pettus Bridge near Selma, broadcast nationwide by a free and open press, outraged the country and embarrassed the president to enact expansive legislation that allowed our people to be able to attend that very university where you're protesting. The people who got the crap kicked out of them, who were fire hosed and attacked by dogs, and some who even died, did it without the luxury of a so-called safe space. The leaders of that movement propelled us into this moment where we are right now. They did it through wit, grit, and wisdom, not through shutting people out.
Hmm. Has social media changed the rules of journalism, Don?
Social media has changed, I think it's changed, it hasn't changed the rules of journalism. It has given people a different idea of what journalism is and what free speech is and how we should conduct ourselves, especially the people on college campuses. When you say free speech, the free speech is protected, is there to protect unpopular speech, not what you agree with. And so just as you don't think someone should be able to say something, what if that person that thinks that you should not be able to say something? Okay. It is awful that someone calls you the N-word or calls you a B or calls you, but it is not illegal. It is not, and the university asking people to report to the police hurtful speech is outrageous. What is hurtful speech? If I said, you know what, Sybil, that dress, that is the dumbest dress and it doesn't make you look good. That is hurtful. Is it illegal? No. Should you the police be contacted for that? No. So where does one draw the line? And so I think we're teaching kids on college campuses, they have a whole terrible idea. If you go and look at that tape, the students all chime in saying, no, no, you got to go, bro. You can't do that. It's like that kid has every
crazy,
the same
right to be there.
Every right, the same right that you have to protest that he is protected under the Constitution under the same amendment.
Don, was that journalist a faculty member in that tape? Did she resign?
She resigned her appointed post to be able to counsel and work with graduate students, but she still works in the communications department. She's not a member. She's not a part of the broadcast. She's not a part of the journalism department.
Hmm. Okay.
We don't want echo chambers and agree fests in the world. That's not what it's about. Nothing gets accomplished that way.